So how would you feel about people reading the book and then going on to replicate the experiments and that inspiring different experiments for them to try and carry out?
I'd be absolutely fantastic if they did that. And hopefully, as I said, hopefully the book will be seen as a kind of trailblazer for these kind of work. I mean, in a sense, we only had a certain amount of time, and we were pleased about the number of experiments we did. Mm-hmm. And we were particularly pleased about our relationship with our kind of local partners and the general enthusiasm we managed to engender just amongst doing our experiments. So we'd really hope that that would transfer across and that people might sort of think, well, actually, we can experiment. And if our book is an inspiration for that, I think we will feel incredibly pleased that we've done a piece of sort of relevant social science that people take notice of and actually it actually inspires them to do that. So I'll be so pleased in a year's time. Mm-hmm. If there's even, you know, 2-3 examples of that, that would be, you know, I think we've done a really excellent job. And obviously, I mean, also we want to do more experiments as well. So there's others appearing at the same time. And I think we do really strongly believe in a kind of more evidence-based, public policy based on experimental designs. And if more people are doing that, mm-hmm. then in a sense we, you know, our kind of preaching is effectively over. You know, we convince people. But of course, I do think there's also a lot of scepticism about using experiments, and they do require a lot of effort and resources. They do require particular kinds of context for them to carry out. So I'm not expecting the whole world to suddenly sort of drop what it's doing and suddenly sort of move into experimentation. Yes. And you know, one just needs to be realistic about that. But I think if a few organisations do pick up on this, I will be, and also my co-authors will be incredibly pleased if that happens.